This week's parasha, Parashas Ki Savoy, begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. That when we have a field, every year we need to bring from the first ripened fruit to the Beis HaMikdosh, present it to the Kohen, and make the entire declaration that appears in the first psukim of this week's parasha. In the end of last week's parasha, we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, remembering what Amalek did to us, Zochor, Es Asher Oso Lecho Amalek Baderech, B'tzeischem Mimitzayim. You know, Chazal always ask, Lomo Nismecho, why is this parasha next to this parasha? In other words, not only is the content of Torah that needs to be analyzed, needs to be learned, needs to be understood, but also the order of Torah is Torah that needs to be learned, and therefore Chazal ask, Lomo Nismecho. So what's the connection between the mitzvah of remembering Amalek that appears in the end of last week's parsha, in the end of Parsha's Kisetze, and the mitzvah of Bikurim that appears in the beginning of this week's parsha, Parsha's Kisavoy? The story of Amalek appears in the end of Parsha's B'Shalach, and the context is very interesting. In the end of Parshas B'Shalach, it says, Vayikro Shem Hamokoim Hahu Maso Umerivo Al Riv Bnei Yisrael Va'al Nasoisom Es Hashem Leimor Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Oyin. He called the place Maso and Merivo because of the contention of the Bnei Yisrael and because of their tests of Hashem, saying, is Hashem in our midst or is He not? The next pasuk says, Vayovoy Amalek Vayilochem Im Bnei Yisrael Berefidim. Amalek came and battled the Bnei Yisrael in the place called Refidim. Is there a connection between these two psukim? What's the flow? So Rashi already says, Samach Parsha Zu L'Mikro Zeh. The Torah juxtaposed this passage that deals with Amalek's attack against the Jews with the preceding verse, is Hashem in our midst or is He not? Why? Loimar to say, says Rashi, Tomid ani beinechem, umezumon l'chol tzorchechem. I'm always among you and ready to provide you with all your needs. Va'atem oimrim, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imoyin, and you question whether I'm amongst you, I'm in your midst, or I'm not. Chayechem, I swear by your life, shehakelev bo, that the dog referring to Amalek will come v'noyshech eschem and will bite you. Va'atem tzoyakim li, and you'll cry out to me. V'seidu, then you will know, heichon ani, where I am. And Rashi is Moshol la'odom shehirkiv b'noy al kseifoy v'yotzo laderech. This can be compared to a person who puts his son on his shoulder and went out on a journey. Hoyo haben roye chefetz v'oymer abo tul chefetz ze v'teinli. The son saw an object and he said to his father, please take that object and give it to me. V'chein v'shniyo. So it happened a second time. V'chein v'shlishi. So it happened a third time. And then, pogu ba'odom echot, they stumbled upon a person. So the son, sitting on his father's shoulder, says to that person, Ra'iso es Abba? Did you by any chance see my father? So his father said to him, Omaloi Oviv Eincho Yoidea Heichonani, you don't know where I am. He threw his son off his shoulder, and a dog came and bit him. So Amalek comes because of our lack of awareness of the Rabbeinu Shalom's presence in our life. Amalek comes because of our lack of gratitude. Amalek comes because we're saying Hayesh Hashem v'kirbeinu im oyin, is Hashem in our midst or is he not? What is Bikurim about? It says Uvoso el hakoyein asheyiye bayomi mohem v'omarto elov zoktrashi v'omarto elov, you shall say to the koyein she'eincho kofui toivo. You should say to him that you're not ungrateful. As the Sefer HaChinuch in the Mitzvah 606 says, Mishorshei HaMitzvah, the roots of this Mitzvah of Bikurim, Lefisha Ha'odom Ma'oirer Machshevoisov, a person awakens his thoughts, Umitzayer Bilavovoi Ha'emes, and he pictures the truth in his mind, Bekoyach Divrei Piv, by verbalizing things, by talking them out. Valkein, and therefore, behetiv elov Hashem yizborech, when Hashem is kind to him, ubevorcho yoisei, and when he blesses him, vesad mosei, and his land, lasois peirois, to produce fruit, vizocho lahavim lebeis Elokeinu, and he merited to bring those fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, ro'ui lanu lo'oireh libeinu b'divrei fihu, so it's appropriate that we talk it out, and we think it out, and we express our thankfulness and gratitude to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, as we do in this parsha when we bring the Bikurim. We thank Hashem for everything He did to us from early on until this point that we have these peiros, we have the fruit. So the parsha of Bikurim is actually an expression of gratitude and thankfulness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and it serves to counterbalance the Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im oyin, the questioning whether or not Hashem is in our midst, which is what brought on Amalek. So it's no wonder that the parsha of Bikurim in the beginning of Kisavoy follows the mitzvah of Zochoy Resasheoso Lecho Amalek that appears in the end of Parshas Kiseite, because when we remember Amalek, we remember not only what Amalek did to us, we remember why Amalek came. Amalek came because of the sin of questioning whether Hashem is in our midst. And the way we correct that sin is by bringing the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and making the declaration of thankfulness to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rashi says, V'amarto Elov, you shall say to him, you shall say to the Kohen, She'eincho kofui toiv, that you're not ungrateful. Kind of a strange expression. Why don't we say, you say to him that you are grateful? It would seem that the default position is ungratefulness. A person, by definition, is considered not to be grateful. And bringing the Bikurim is a way of overcoming that. Overcoming the not being grateful. And why is that? You know, the pasuk says, Yetzer lev ha'odom ra mina'urov. That man is evil from his youth. Ne'urov. But the Gemara darshens that ne'urov is mishenin ar lotseis. The word nar not only means youth, it means to shake off something, is lena'er. And the Gemara says, mina'urov is from the time that the baby pushes his way out of his mother's womb. From that point on, Yetzer Lev HaOdom is Ra. There's an evil dimension to the human being. Which means that when that baby wants to push his way out, what is that about? That's about being independent. He has everything. He has everything, but he wants to go out on his own. So, man wants to be independent. Being thankful undermines a person's sense of independence because he needs to realize that he's not on his own. He needs to realize that he's indebted to his benefactor. And therefore by nature, humans are ungrateful. And we need to get involved in bikurim, in expressing thankfulness, in order to overcome our nature of not being thankful. You know, the expression kofui toiv, which means ungrateful, lack of gratitude. But what is the word kofui? It's not koifer, not a denier of toiv. Kofui toiv, the word kofui. What does the word kofui mean? We find the word kofui in the context of kfias hamito, which means turning over, inversion. Koife olov etzakli. But how would that connect to the idea of being ungrateful? Kofui toiv, turning over. What am I turning over? The word koife has another meaning, and that's coercion. To be forced, like koifin ala mitzvos. So, both these meanings don't seem to have any connection with the idea of not being grateful. What is the expression kofui toiv? Kofui toiv, why does that express the idea of not being grateful? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Aleph brings a braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, mi yitein, there's a pasuk, Parshas Vayeschanan, mi yitein v'hoyo levovom ze lohem. Normally understood to mean, if only, Hashem is saying, mi yitein, if only they would have such a heart always. Omer lohem Moshe l'Yisrael, Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, kifuyei toivo, b'nei kifuyei toivo. You're an ungrateful people, the offspring of an ungrateful ancestor. Why is that? Because b'shoh she'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisroel, mi yitein v'hoyo levovom ze lohem, when Hashem says, mi yitein, who shall give, that they have this heart always, hoyo lohem loimar, they should have responded, tein ato, you shall give. In other words, the fact that Klal Yisrael didn't respond and say and pray and ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to give, that they have this heart forever, shows that they are kfuyei toivo. Rashi says, kfuyei toivo, einom makirim lahachzik toivo labailim. They don't have a sense of being indebted to their benefactor. How does the not asking show that they are not makir lahachzik toivo labailim? Tosfa says, therefore they're called kfuyei toivo, because they didn't want to say tein ato, they didn't want to ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for help. L'fisha loyhoyu roitzim lahachzik loytoiva bekach. Because they didn't want to be indebted. In other words, a kofui toiv is willing to give up on the toiv. Willing not to have it, as long as he shall be independent. He shouldn't become indebted. He shouldn't have to be grateful and thankful to his benefactor. So in other words, somebody that doesn't want to be a makir toivo, rather doesn't receive the toivo. And somebody like this, the receiving of the toivo is forced on him. He's kofui toivo. When you give him toivo, you give him good, it's like you're forcing him to take it because he'd rather not have it because he rather not need to feel indebted, he rather not need to be thankful. And that's the expression, kofui toivo, somebody that's not a machzik toivo, somebody that doesn't have it in him to be thankful, receives toivo in a forced way. He's as if coerced to receive the toivo. He's kofui toivo. So, the Va'amar to'elov, you shall say to him, we say to the Kohen, she'ein cho kofui toivo, means that a Jew says, I'm willing to be indebted. I'm willing to recognize that the Ribbono shel Olam is my benefactor. I'm willing to recognize that I owe him. And I'm not a kofui toiv. The Gemara continues in Avodah Zarah to explain why are we b'nei kofui toiv? Why are the Jews considered sons of offspring of kofui toiv? Because it says, v'nafsheinu kotso b'lechem akloikel, that the Yidden complained about the mon, they said that we can't take this light bread anymore. And their ancestors were also kfuyei toivo, because it says, ha'isha asher nosato imodi, hi nosna limana eitzva oichal, other Marishan complained, I mean, he said that, you know why I ate from the Eitz Hadas? It's the woman that you gave me. She gave me from the Eitz Hadas and I ate it. So in other words, the kofui toiv, if he already received the toiv, denies that it's toiv. Because he doesn't want to feel indebted, he talks himself into believing that it's not really good. Therefore, Yidden said, nafshenu koso belechem hakloikel. That's also a form of not being makir toiv. That's why Adam Arishan says, "Ha'isha shenosato imodi hinosna limena eis v'oichal." So, in other words, the kofui toiv doesn't want to receive toiv, and if he received it, he finds a way to talk himself into believing that it's not really so good. Therefore, the expression hakorach hatoiv has a dual meaning. It means recognizing the fact hakoro, like misheyakir bein tcheles lelovon, recognizing that good is good. And then recognizing the one who gave you the good. The parsha of Bikurim signs off with a pasuk, "V'samachta b'chol atoiv," and you shall be happy with all the good that Hashem gave you. Only somebody that's willing to feel indebted has the ability to recognize that good is good, because otherwise he talks himself into believing that it's not really good. So in order for one to be happy with all the good that Hashem gave him, he has to have the willingness to be a makir toiv, to be thankful for what he has. The Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of this week's parsha says, Ro Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hasholem, Moshe Rabbeinu saw she Beis HaMikdosh osid lechorif, that the Beis HaMikdosh is going to be destroyed. Ubikurim asurim liposek, and there won't be Bikurim anymore. So Tikein Gimel Tfilos, he instituted three prayers every day, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, because the Tfilah substitutes for Bikurim. Now, how does Tfilah substitute for Bikurim? Bikurim is about expressing our thankfulness to Hashem, but Tfilah, the main content of Tfilah is Bakoshas Trochim, asking Hashem for help, asking Him for Atochoinen Lodom Das, asking Him for Refuah, asking Him for Borech Oleinu Es Hashona Hazois. How does that stand in the place of Bikurim? But Bikurim is about recognizing that Hashem is our benefactor, giving up our ego, understanding that we are not in control. And that is what tefillah is. When we ask the Ribbono shel Olam for help, it's recognizing that He's the source of everything we have. As we see that tefillahs, Chazal tell us, are in the place of korbonos. Now korbonos are karbonis that we give to the Ribbono shel Olam. We sacrifice. We spend money. We sacrifice the sacrifices for the Ribbono shel Olam. Whereas tefillah is, we're asking Him for things. How could tefillah be in the place of karbonis? But the ultimate sacrifice that man can sacrifice is his own ego. If he says, Ato choinein lo'odom das, if he says, you are the one who gives man wisdom, if he says, you are the one who blesses the produce, if he says you are the one who heals the sick, then he has sacrificed his ego. That's the ultimate human sacrifice. And therefore tefillah is b'mokoyim korbonos, and tefillah is b'mokoyim bikurim, because akoras hatov in essence means recognizing that what we have is from the Ribbono shel Olam. We say mizmor lesoido hogiu laHashem kol haaretz ivdu es Hashem besimcha. Because if you're thankful, you can be happy. Because if you're thankful, you recognize that what you have is good. You have the ability to recognize that what you have is good, and then you can be ivdu es Hashem besimcha. And then you reach the level of du'u, ki Hashem hu ha'elokim v'lo yanachnu amoy v'tzoyin marisoy. To Him we are His nation. Lo yanachnu, you know, is written with a aleph, loy with an aleph, and it's read as loy with a vav. And you know, the Chidushi Arim says that loy with an aleph plus loy with a vav makes elul. Lo yanachnu means we are not, and lo yanachnu with a vav means to Him we are. Because inasmuch as a person gets rid of his ego and he realizes that lo yanachnu, that it's not us, it's not me, I'm not in charge, I'm not in control, to that, in that measure, he becomes lo yanachnu, he becomes the Ribbono shel Olam, he connects with the Ribbono shel Olam. So that's really the avoide of preparation for Rosh Hashanah, as we're going to say in the Slichas, V'cho Hashem atzdoko v'lonu boishes aponim, and then we go on and on about how Hashem created the world and how He's in control of everything, because that sense of surrender is the key to Rosh Hashanah. As the Gemara says, kol shono sherosho b'tchiloso mis'asheres b'soifo, that when we make ourselves roshim, resh shin yud men, we make ourselves poor, we understand, we empty ourselves of our ego, we understand that we have nothing on our own, to that extent we connect with the Ribbono shel Olam. Lo yanachnu, it's not us, and lo yanachnu, to Him we are. That's the idea of Bikurim, that's the idea of Mechias Amalek, recognizing that Yesh Hashem Bekirbenu, that Hashem is in our midst. A guten Shabbos.